Hey, this is Jonathan Gresham, and you're listening to the UK's number one independent wrestling podcast, The Indie Corner.
Welcome, guys, to episode 77 of the Indie Corner with myself, Stuart Rogers. Back after 2 weeks. I had to take 2 weeks off because it's been a hectic time at work. You know, I've had to go on a training course after loads of upheaval there. But I'm back and raring to go. We've got no interview this week. I did try, but I was unable to obtain one. But hopefully I'll have one for next week. So on to this week's show. Philip McCulloch will be here. With a review of Kamikaze Pro's Lethal Weapon show, so that'll be coming up shortly. Plus we have loads of news, including some exclusive announcements. So this past weekend over in the US, you know, PWG held the 2014 Battle of Los Angeles tournament, which had a UK representative as part of the actual tournament itself. That, of course, was Zack Sabre Jr. And from reports coming over, you know, he was way over with the crowd, so you know, that's good to hear about Zach being over with the US crowd there. Talking of reports, I hope you have all listened to the free reviews from Brian DeBrain from the tournament. If not, you can find him on the archives at theindiecorner.com, directly off theindiecorner.podomatic.com, or of course on iTunes and Stitcher. And well worth a listen of Brian's views of the shows as they happened. I know that when the DVDs come out, they're going to be big sellers from what I've heard on Brian's reviews. So yeah, check them out over on them websites there, theindiecorner.com archives, indiecorner.podomatic.com, or like I say, iTunes or Stitcher Radio. So just have a quick break, guys, and then we're back with Phil McCulloch's review of Kamikaze Pro Lethal Weapon.
This is Damien Dunn, one half of the Dunn Brothers. Now, when I'm not trying to hit knee drops or find where my brother Pete's gone this time, I'm listening to the UK's number one independent wrestling podcast, The Indie Corner. Check it.
Hello, Philip McCulloch here with the review for Kamikaze Pro Lethal Weapon, which happened over in Great Bar on Saturday the 30th of August. First time I'd been to the Collingwood Centre. I'd been to most of the others in and around. It was rammed, really busy, really early. Everyone looking forward to a good night. The first match up was the Hunter Brothers versus Tyler Bay and Dan Maloney for the Unified Tag Team Championships. If you guys were over, Kamikaze Pro fans were over at their previous show, I forget the venue because they changed the venue so much. It ended up with a double pin. I think it was Tyler had pinned Jim and Lee had pinned Dan, or vice versa, and both had won about each. So the general manager at the time, Harvey Dale, decided to have a unification match at this show. It was mentioned that Harvey Dale was no longer the general manager, which that was left at that. I don't think anyone knows anything more or less. So we'll see what's happening there. But the match itself was pretty brilliant. I know the only problem I've got with the Hunters starting the match or starting the shows is that I'm knackered by the end, because they put so much into it. They put so much into the matches. I still think back to the Hunters versus the Bangranites at the Hagley Stadium. I was absolutely shattered at the end of that match, and I was just sitting watching it. But it was really good. All four guys every last ounce of effort into that match. Lots of high spots, lots of power moves. So many I couldn't really review every single move they did. That would just be ridiculous. But it came down to it, and Tyler and Dan won the tag team bouts. Dan scored the pin, and then decided that he didn't want to give Tyler one of the tag team bouts, which I had to scratch my head at that one. But he reluctantly gave Tyler the belt and then kind of sloped off. So I don't know whether the tag team are struggling straight away or whether they're going to get over their differences for their defence. Probably their return match against the Hunters on the 21st of September. Quick plug there. Next match was Violet Vendetta versus Nixon Newell. I think this might be the first lady versus lady match. I know that Nixon had taken on Marshall X at the previous show, which she won. It was a good match. There was some decent moves, some decent spots. And then I think Violet Vendetta won. And then Marshall came down with a steel chair, tried to attack Nixon Null, which led to Chris Brooks coming down and chasing the bad man off. Then the first half main event, as it was billed, was Big Dick Riley from the Magnums squaring off against former NXT star Joel Redman, or Oliver Gray as he was in NXT. And it's, I mean, you know, Dick Riley is a big guy, you know, he's got to be 6'5", 6'6". You know, there's not much fat on him either. He's quite trim and quite well built. But when Joel Redman came out, I've got to say, you can see why he was in the WWE. And you can tell that that was his job. He was paid to be a wrestler, because the guy is a monster. Look, a monster. I was on front row, put my hand out for a high five, and he just touched my hand, and his hands felt like concrete. It's ridiculous. The guy is really, really strong. And it showed in this match. It was probably, for me, the best match of the show. Just for, you know, they put every single move they could. There was a point in it where Oliver Gray, where Joel Redman was out on the outside of the ring, and Big Dick did a suicide dive, obviously with the intention to knock him to the floor. And I just think that Joel Redman was so strong, or is that strong, he ended up catching him. It was, you're too strong for your own good. But they took it. I think, you know, the whole crowd were behind both guys, really. The chance of "We want Dick" will not be uttered in public by me again. But they seem to have the face heel turn towards the end, where Big Dick attacked Joel's leg, which he kind of did struggle for the rest of the night with. Took his leg brace off and stamped all over his leg. Joel won with a leg drop from the top rope, though. Or with a knee drop, should I say, from the top rope, winning that match. But absolutely brilliant match. Fair play to both guys. Then in the second half, we had the opening match. Clearly, in the second half, you always have an opening match. It was Chris Brooks versus Marshall X. You know, I think everyone secretly loves the bad man, Blood Fam, whatever words he's got to come out with. And it was a good match. You know, Chris is really tall. I mean, he's got to be about, 9 foot or something. But he's, like, to watch him, you know, he's really agile. He can put some really good moves together. And the same with Marshall, the character aside, he's a really, really good wrestler. And again, you know, there were some really good high spots, some good powers. Everyone seemed to be hitting the mat pretty hard throughout the whole show, which surprised me. I mean, I'm always at ringside, but They just seem to hit the floor a lot harder tonight than they ever have. But that's just me, I suppose, because I wasn't drinking. I was driving instead. But the a good finish, and I don't know why the referee decided. There was a steel chair got involved towards the end. So the referee decided to leave the ring, because that's what referees do. They pick up weapons at the ring and they take them into the back. Every referee does that. And this allowed Marshall to throw talcum powder in everyone's face. We won't go near the botched handcuff situation, but everyone got talcum powdered, so no one knew who anyone was. Nixon and Chris, and Nixon ended up Canadian destroying Chris Brooks, much to the delight of Marshall. Then Marshall, being Marshall, beat Nixon up a little bit, and then put her arm in a steel chair and jumped off the top rope and landed on the steel chair, either breaking her arm or hurting her arm. And a few of the guys came out to help out. So John Redmond came out and Big Dick Riley came out both of the Magnums came out to help. Chris Brooks chased off Marshall. So who knows what the aftermath of that's going to be. Probably intergender tag, maybe Volta Vendetta and Marshall X versus the Vulture Squad. Don't know. That's just a guess. And then the next, we had Ryan Smile, the Relentless Division Champion and the Kamikaze Pro Champion, against his best bud, Damien Dunn. I'd mentioned to Craig, who I travel with, that there might possibly be a Triple H Shawn Michaels European title belt changeover, with the finger prod and a win. And Craig was no. He said no, and I was right. That's what they tried. They hugged and they pushed a little bit, and people shouted chicken nuggets a lot, and they tried to get out of wrestling each other. But then Laurie, the acting general manager, said that if Damien didn't fight, then he'd never get a title shot. So they put it on the line. Again, good moves, as always, from the pair of them. Both very good. Damien always impresses me in every match he's in. Watched him the other week against Gideon as well, and that was brutal. But, Damien's a proper soldier. Unfortunately for Damien, Ryan won, keeping both bouts. And then was told he'd be defending his title against Doug Williams at the 21st of September. But then Ryan doesn't really care about that, does he? Because he'll take on anyone. Then the final was Jay Lethal, Robbie X and Pete Dunne. And it was an amazing match. It really, really was. The spots they did were out of this world. There were so many kicks to the face, kicks to the back of the head. I think at the one point, Jay Lethal had Pete Dunne in the figure four, knocked Robbie X to the floor and put him in a crossface at the same time. So, the match was absolutely wild. So if you guys weren't there, then you suck. But I would definitely go out and get the DVD when it comes out, because it was a cracker. The audience, I've got to say quickly as well, the audience were absolutely fantastic. It's the most people I've ever seen at a Kamikaze show. There was a lot of pretty boys there as well this time. You know these like mid-20s guys who wear like lumberjack shirts and like have got like really arty beards and think they're cool when really they're not. There was loads of them there. So obviously wrestling now is super cool, because we have all the pretty boys come to watch the wrestling. But a big fair play to all the guys on the roster, and the guys who I like to call the Brum Pack, people like Pete Dunne, Damien Dunne, Chris Brooks, Marshall X, Ryan Smile, going out there and like putting on a really, really good show. They should all be pleased with themselves, because it was an absolute cracker. And their next show is the 21st of September. I think it's at the Canberra Club. I don't work for them, but I just know, and I can't go. It's a shame. And they've got Doug Williams on their show. And forthcoming show, they've got Bob Holly as well. That's October the 30th, I think. I'm not sure 100%, but that's that from me. Go and catch a show. Defend Indie Wrestling. Thanks very much.
Thanks to Phil for that review. Phil should be back on the podcast in the future. So what we'll do now is move on with the news. Like I say, I've been off for a couple of weeks, so I've got loads to catch up on. So starting with Southside, you know, there's plenty coming up from Southside. As I've been off for the 2 weeks, I'll recap some of that has been announced recently. The next show is the debut in Sheffield on September 19th, the show titled The Hunt Is On. Now, this show, of course, was supposed to feature the American Wolves against Project Eagle, but with David Richards' injury, you know, that was put on the shelf. But I do believe the Wolves have been announced for coming over later in the year. But what Southside did with, obviously, the Wolves pulling out was bring over a team that's very popular in the American Indies at the moment, and that's the current PWG Tag Team Champions, Joey Ryan and Candice LeRae. So that should be an interesting one indeed, as they'll be going up against Project Eagle. Also on the show, there'll be Southside Heavyweight Champion Mark Haskins defending against Rampage Brown. Zack Sabre Jr. going up against Will Ospreay. Robbie X taking on Al Ligero. And in the trios match, you've got the Modern Young Wolves, who are Morgan Webster, Tyler Bate and Dan Maloney, going up against the Calamari Catch Squad, Jonathan Gresham, Nixon Newell and Chris Brooks. And to round things off, we're going to see Joseph Connors and the Heavyweight House of Pain Sticks take on the Hunter Brothers. Other announcements that Southside have been making over the last couple of weeks include for the Cruel Intentions Night 1 show on October the 10th in Nottingham. Former partners Joseph Connors and Paul Malan will continue their feud with a First Blood match. Also on that show, Will Ospreay will take on Rich Swann. Biff Busick will take on Mark Haskins. Robbie X will take on Shane Strickland. And that's going to have more to be announced. As you may have guessed there, that's some Southside against CZW matches there. Obviously, Will Ospreay, Haskins and Robbie X representing Southside with you know, Rich Swann, Busick and Shane Strickland representing CZW. The following day, Southside will be doing a double header, starting off with Day Reckoning 4, which is obviously also going to be in Nottingham. And the only match announced so far for that one is Project Ego against Flips and Forearms, who of course Mark Andrews and Dynamite Pete Dunne. And on the evening, where they'll be doing Cruel Intentions Night 2, this will see a no rope barbed wire match that's going to be strictly for over 14s only, and it will see DJ Hyde of CZW going up against Jimmy Havoc. We'll also see another Southside against CZW match, which will see Kaylee Ray going up against Kimber Lee. And again, representing Southside, Project Ego will be taking on representing Combat Zone Wrestling, Rich Swann and Shane Strickland. And then also announced for that one, Will Ospreay taking on Mark Andrews. So for tickets for any of these shows, head over to southsidewrestling.co.uk. On to PCW now. And of course, they've got their big joint show with Ring of Honor towards the end of the month. But they've started to announce some matches for the October 31st Fright Night 3 show. And they are Mark Andrews taking on Al Ligero, which I believe will be a first time ever match. And Zach Diamond Gibson taking on Charlie Garrett, Rich Swann and a yet to be announced opponent. Again, for tickets, DVDs and Blu-rays, etc., head over to PrestonCityWrestling.com, where you can also pick up tickets, of course. On to NGW now. They return on September 14th with NGW 50, and they have announced so far some great looking matches, and they are as follows: El Ligero and Dara Diablo taking on Rampage Brown and Mark Haskins. The NGW Tag Team Champions, Colossus Kennedy and the Heavyweight House of Pain Sticks taking on the London Riots. And Bubba Gum will be taking on Matt Myers. Tickets for this show can be purchased over at ngwuk.com. On to Rev Pro now. They have a great looking show coming up on October the 19th. This is the day after, of course, the Your Core show. This one on the 19th will be taken at place at the Clapham Grand in London. It's going to be headlined by New Japan Pro Wrestling's Okada, who will be taking on Ricochet. Also announces their undisputed heavyweight champion Marty Scurll, as he'll be going up against Chris Travis. In a three-way match, cruiserweight champion Josh Bolden will defend against Will Ospreay and Rich Swann. So for tickets for this one and the Your Call show, head over to revolutionprowrestling.com. I'm just on this second show. on October 19th. I mean, obviously, it's other matches to be announced, but, you know, if you're in the vicinity or can make that show, these three matches alone are worth making the journey for. I mean, just the main event is Okada against Ricochet. That's a cracking show. I wouldn't mind going to that one myself, to be honest. So, yeah, what we'll do now, guys, just have a quick breather so I can get a drink, and then we'll be back with the news from the shows taking place here in the Midlands. Back in a bit, guys.
Hey, everybody out there. This is the new flavor, the King of Swerve, Shane Strickland, and you are listening to the number one independent wrestling podcast in the UK, The Indie Corner.
And we're back, guys. Like I said before the break, we're going to do the news now concerning promotions around the Midlands. So starting off with Pro Wrestling Kingdom, the promotion return on October the 4th at the Mac in Birmingham. You know, some very good looking match announced already. You got Pro Wrestling Kingdom champion Dynamite Pete Dunne taking on Mark Andrews in an Ultimate X match. In the Elevate to the Summit ladder match, Damian Dunne will be taking on Nixon Newell, Tyler Bate, Lana Austin, Bubblegum, and Chris Ridgway. We'll also see Danny Hope taking on Matt Myers, and in a match that is billed as an Iron Mad Man Battle match, Sebastian Radclaw will once again take on Madman Manson. And sticking with Pro Wrestling Kingdom, we can exclusively reveal that on December 14th they have another show at the Mac, and it'll be titled To Infinity and Beyond. And on the show, you know, it's going to include top US indie star and former WWE star Paul London. So for tickets, head over to pwkingdom.com. On to House of Pain Evolution now. They have a show on September 12th back in Mansfield, which I'll be talking about next week. But on September 21st, they make their debut here in Birmingham. And they're coming out, you know, with all guns blazing. Already announced are Chris Travis against Jack Jester in a rematch. Plus the debuting Tommy End will be taking on Joseph Connors. And also announced is Ashton Smith going up against the pound for pound UK best CJ Banks. And I can exclusively announced that in his debut for House of Pain Evolution, Flash Morgan Webster will be facing the Heat, LJ Heron. So for tickets for this one or any other House of Pain Evolution show, head over to ringsideworld.co.uk. On to Kamikaze Pro now. On the same day, right here in Birmingham at the Cabri Club in Bourneville, they'll be back with a line in the sand, and this is going to be headlined by Kamikaze Pro champion Ryan Small defending against Doug Williams. And we can exclusively reveal that in a three-way match, the debuting Wildborn Mike Hitchman will be taking on Robbie X and El Ligero. So for this one, and getting tickets, you can head over to ringsideworld.co.uk. I just want to add, you know, that the House of Pain show will finish an hour before the Kamikaze Pro show is due to start. So if there are any fans that want to go to both shows, you should be able to make it with relatively ease. If you were driving, you know, it'll be a piece of cake to make them. But if you are going to be travelling by public transport, more specifically by train, the House of Pain show is taking place very near to the city centre, so you can get a train from Birmingham New Street Station to Bourneville Station, and the Cabri Club is very close to that station. So that's it for this week, guys. Quite short. Obviously, we had Phil's review of the Kamikaze Pro show, and like I say, I had all that news. But that's pretty much it. Hopefully next week a bit of a longer show, maybe a bit of discussion, and hopefully, like I said earlier, you know, an interview or two. So yeah, that's it for this week, guys. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the little show, even though it was only, like I say, quite a short one. Check out theindiecorner.com. Check out theindiecorner.bigcartel.com as well, where you can pick up quite a few British wrestling DVDs. And I've also added some shoot interviews on there as well. So anything purchased from there obviously goes to support the website and the podcast. In saying that as well, on theindiecorner.com you've got banners for Highspots and Amazon.co.uk. So again, if you ever use them websites, if you use the banners on theindiecorner.com, again, you help support the podcast. So that's it for this week, guys. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next week.